Tonight's boys soccer recap for Friday, May the 15th, brought to you by Brinks Exteriors, roofing contractors that you can trust. Carroll Tigers hosted Red Oak on Friday and won the game in the first half, ending it with just 6 seconds remaining with a goal to make it 10-0. They would go into the halftime, not have to play the second half. The Tigers put an onslaught on the game early on. It was Luis Caldera scoring at the 38:08 mark. Peter Akumwa added a goal at the 37:41 mark to make it 2-0. Sawyer Hawkins extended to 3-0 at 35:01. Luis Caldera made it 4-0 at 33:10 left in the first half. Quentin Polking scored to make it 5-0 with 31:57 remaining, and Kieran Polking made it 6-0 with 31:42 to go. Nolan Stitz had back-to-back goals at the 19:48 mark and the 18:49 mark to make it 7-8-0. It was also Leo scoring with a 9:44 to go to make it 9-0, and Marco Rodriguez ended it with that 10th goal in that first half with 6 seconds remaining. Luis Caldera had 2 goals on 4 shots. Nolan Stitz, 2 goals on 3 shots. Kieran Polking, 1 goal on 3 shots. Landon Peterson, 1 assist on 2 shots. Marco Rodriguez, 1 goal on 2 shots. Leonardo Vita Rivas, 1 goal on 2 shots. Quentin Polking, 1 goal on 1 shot. Sawyer Hawkins, 1 goal on 2 shots. Peter Akumwa had 1 goal on 2 shots. It was Cohen Stipe with 1 shot, as did Hank Ryerson, and Jared Moore would finish up with a couple of saves. The win moves Carroll to 11-5-1 on the season. They will open up Class 2A District Round 8 coming up on Monday. They are going to be hosting MOC Floyd Valley at the Carroll Athletic Stadium. That will get underway again at 7 o'clock on Monday night. ESAC County was scheduled to host at Greene County. They got the girls' match in, and then the storms went through Sac County. They ended up having to cancel the boys game on Friday night. So Carroll Tigers again beating Red Oak 10-0 in the only game that was able to get finished in boys soccer on Friday night. If you missed any of the details, they're typed up down below. I'm Jeff Blankman reporting for the CB Sports Network.